हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः। हरि ओम ओम आप्यायन्तु ममांगानि वाक्पादश्चक्षुश्रोत्रमथोबलमिन्द्रियाणि च सर्वाणि। सर्वं ब्रह्मोपनिषदं माहं ब्रह्म निराकुर्याम्, मा ब्रह्म निराकरो अनिराकरणमस्तनिराकरणं मे अस्तु। तदात्मनि निरतेय उपनिषत्सु धर्मास्ते मयि सन्तु, ते मयि सन्तु। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। सो हियर there was a question, the doubt expressed whether karma should be combined with the jnanam. To arrive at moksha. So it is very last sentence we have seen already. Nityatvatu na अविद्या निवृत्ति व्यतिरेकेण अन्य साधन आत्मनिष्पाद्यः। एज आत्मा इज ऑफ द नेचर ऑफ टाइमलेसनेस, अविद्या निवृत्ति व्यतिरेकेण अदर देन रिजॉल्विंग इग्नोरेंस, attainment of moksha, attainment of atma is not possible through any other means other than resolving the ignorance. Therefore, this moksha presupposes knowledge, and the knowledge presupposes vairagyam, dispassion. The dispatch is implied by the term sannyasaha here. Therefore, tasmat pratyagatma brahma vijnana purvakaha sarveshana sannyasaha eva kartavyaha. Tasmat pratyagatma brahma vijnana purvakaha sarveshana sannyasaha eva kartavyaha. Means what? Therefore, the brahma jnanam, pratyagatma brahma vijnanam means the knowledge of the absolute reality, obtaining as the innermost essence, as the nearest self, which presupposes the sannyasa. The sannyasa is inevitable. Sannyasa should be done. Renunciation should be done. So renunciation, please understand, renunciation implies focused distraction-free attention, and the focused distraction-free attention placed on one swarupam implies withdrawal of attention from everything else. Withdrawal of attention from everything else implies total dispassion. Dispassion implies what? Viveka, knowing limitations of everything else. This is the explanation given. Today you will get the notes from me for this. And we'll go to the next sentence, which you have already seen. Karma sahabhavitva virodhat cha pratyagatma brahma vijnanasya. So pratyagatma brahma vijnanam means what? Knowledge of the self. Knowledge of the absolute reality, Brahma, obtaining as the nearest self. In this Bhashyam, Shankara Bhagavatpada does not simply say Atma Jnanam, does not simply say Brahma Jnanam. He repeats or he puts this long word, Pratyagatma Brahma Vijnanam. Pratyagatma Brahma Vijnanam. Why he uses this term? Because Brahma Vijnanam means knowledge of the reality of the whole cosmos, and that knowledge of the reality of the whole cosmos has to happen only in one's own mind, And that reality has to be arrived as one's own essential nature. Therefore, it is long word is used. Pratyagatma Brahma Vijnanam. Pratyagatma Brahma Vijnanam. Now, so he says, Pratyagatma Brahma Vijnanasya Karma Sahabhavitva Virodhat. It's all explanation. Explanation for what? Explanation for saying why sannyasa is prescribed. Why sannyasa, why and how sannyasa is prescribed. So sannyasa does not mean simply giving up activities or simply wearing saffron robe, but why it implies what? Why sannyasa is recommended and prescribed? Because what is aspired for is Pratyagatma Brahma Vijnanam. And the Pratyagatma Brahma Vijnanam is also opposed to karma. Yesterday I explained to you why Brahma Vijnanam is opposed to karma. Why opposed to karma? The reason is given. Please make a note. Nahi upatta karaka phala bheda vijnanena karmana. Karma is that which involves division. Division in what? There's a palabeda vijnanena karmana. The karma involves knowledge. Performance of any karma involves the knowledge. The knowledge of what? Knowledge of the difference between, knowledge of the difference between the accessories associated with the karma and the results of karma. Whereas, what about jnanam? Jnanam is that where all differences will be resolved. Pratyastamita sarvabheda darshanasya pratyagatma brahma vishayasya sahabhavitvam na upapadyate. It's a beautiful sentence. Why sahabhavitvam na upapadyate? It is not possible. Sahabhavitvam means coexistence. Coexistence of knowledge with the karma is not possible. Jnanasya, darshanasya, karmana, sahabhavitvam na upapadyate. Jnanasya, karmana, sahabhavitvam na upapadyate. Coexistence of knowledge with the karma is not possible. Why? There's difference. What is the difference? Karma is associated with the knowledge of the difference between accessories and results. So differences are accepted, whereas Atma Jnanam, Pratyagatma Vishaya Darshanam, Pratyagatma Vishaya Darshanam means Pratyagatma Brahma Vishaya Darshanam means Pratyagatma Brahma Vijnanam. Knowledge of the reality obtaining as the self, actually what now, is free from knowledge. That knowledge is the wake of that knowledge. All differences will become resolved. Pratyastamita sarvabheda darshanam. So in the wake of the clear, doubt-free, ascertained vision of the reality obtaining as one's own self, from the standpoint of reality, one can see how all the differences become resolved. So jnanam, in the wake of the jnanam, from the standpoint of the reality, one can see the differences being not there. Whereas knowledge of karma involves what? Seeing the differences. Therefore, karma is completely different. Jnanam is different. Therefore, what? Sahabhavitvam na upapadyate. Coexistence of karma, jnanam with karma is not possible. This also we have seen yesterday itself. We come to today's class. Vastu pradhanye sati. Vastu pradhanye sati apurusha tantratvat பிரம்ம விஜ்ஞானஸ்ய. ஒன் மோர் ரீசன் இஸ் கிவன், வை கர்மணா ஜானஸ்ய சகபாவித்வம் ந உபபத்யதே, வை இட் இஸ் நாட் பாசிபிள் ஃபார் நாலெட்ஜ் டு ஹாவ் கோ எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ் வித் கர்மா. Why Arjun Karma cannot be combined? Because one more reason is given. Vastu pradhanye sati apurusha tantratvat brahma vijnanasya. Okay. Brahma vijnanam, brahma jnanam means the same, you know very well. The two expressions. Karma purusha tantram. Please make a note. Karma, before I go to the expression, I want to explain this. Karma is Purusha Tantram. Jnanam Vastu Tantram. Karma is Purusha Tantram. Jnanam Vastu Tantram. What does it mean? Action, with reference to action, the performer of action is important. Why? The performer of action has say over the action. He can make use of his willpower. A person can make the best use of his willpower. He can choose to do a given action, can choose to refrain from a given action, that he has a say over actions. So before doing, isn't it? Therefore, karma purusha tantram. Purusha Tantra means what? The Purushaha Pradhanaha Yasya Karmanaha Tat Karma Purusha Tantram Karma. Purushaha Pradhanaha Yasya Karmanaha Tat Karma Purusha Tantraha Purusha Tantram Karma. Which means the Tantra, the word Tantram in this context does not mean Tantra anything. Here Tantra means Pradhanyam, importance. Pradhanyam, importance. Pradhana, important. So, why with reference to karma, the performer of karma has predominance because the person has say over actions. What does it mean? Before doing, he is capable of making use of his willpower. He can choose to do the karma, can choose to refrain from the karma. Therefore, karma is what? Purusha Tantram. Is it clear? Whereas, Jnanam Vastu Tantram. Completely different. Jnanam Vastu Tantram means what? Knowledge is as good as the object. Which means, with reference to knowledge, the predominance is for the object. Vastu Tantra, object of knowledge. Why? Because if only pramanam is operated, suppose you keep your eyes open, listen to me. You keep your eyes open, once the light is seen, light is known, isn't it? The light being there is known. Light is object of your perception through seeing, object of knowledge. Light is object of knowledge which is perceived through sense objects. Now, do you have any say over not seeing the light? Do you have any say? Do you have, vastu is there, pramanam is operated, you have no say over the light. You can't, you can just see what is. You can't change what is seen. So knowledge, there Vastu Tantram. So the Pradhanyam, the importance is of the object. So Jnanam Vastu Tantram means human will is not involved in seeing an object as it is. In seeing an object as an object, your will is not involved. Therefore, Jnanam Vastu Tantram, which means not in the in, with reference to knowledge, the importance is for the object, which means which where you, human will cannot be used. Whereas karma, the person Brahman is important, the has importance because he can we can use his will. Two different things. Therefore, now here what is he says? What does he say? Keshanga Bhagavatpada says here. Brahma Vijnanasya Vastu Pradhanyam Asti. Brahma Vijnanasya Vastu Pradhanyam Asti. The knowledge of the absolute reality has importance for the object of knowledge, which is one's own Swarupa. Brahma Vijnanasya Vastunaha Pradhanyam Asti. For knowledge of the absolute reality, the importance is for the Vastu, the reality Brahma, which is one's own Swarupa, the Swarupa of the whole cosmos. Therefore, what? Vastu Pradhanye Sati. Means what? When the importance is of the absolute reality, of this knowledge of Brahma, Brahma Vidya, Vijnanam, Apurusha Tantratvat, a human being here, a human being, Apurusha Tantratvat means what? Brahma Vijnanam does not have the status of being having sets of any requirement of human will. Brahma Vijnanasya Apurusha Tantratvam Asti. Apurusha Tantratvam means that Brahma Jnanam has the status of being, status of non-requirement of human will. Self-knowledge or Brahma Jnanam has a status of having a non-requirement of a human will. Therefore, the Brahma Jnanam has a status of being independent of human will. Or human will power, human will. Because of this reason, so Brahma Vijnanasya, the two things. One is Vastu Pradhanye Sati. With reference in any knowledge, the predominance importance is for the object of knowledge. And here Brahma in Brahma, with reference to Brahma Vijnanam also, the importance is for the very reality. Such being the case, the Brahma Vijnanam, the knowledge of Brahman, does not have Brahma Vijnanam has the Brahma Vijnanam has the status of being independent of the human willpower, human will. Because of this reason also, Sahabhavitvam na upapadyate. Reason number two. First reason already I gave. Karma involves knowledge of differences. Jnanam involves knowledge of the truth which is free from differences. Reason number one. Second reason is what? Brahma Vijnanam has the status of being independent of human will. Whereas karma is something which is dependent on human will. Therefore, karma and jnanam cannot coexist. Tasmat, therefore, after having given all the reasons, the Bhagavad Pada says, Tasmat, therefore, Drishta Drishtebhyo, Drishta Adrishtebhyaha, Bahya Sadhana Sadhyebhyaha, Viraktasya, Pratyagatma Vishaya, Brahma Jignyasayam, Kenyeshitam Ityadi Shrutya Pradarshyate. Now, Shankaracharya says, now, Kena Ishitam Ityadi Shrutya Pradarshyate. Now, it is shown here in this Upanishad, in the very opening sentence. Pradarshyate means what? It is shown. It is revealed. What is revealed here? Through this statement, Ityadi Shrutya, it is revealed through the statement, such as Kena Ishitam, etc. What is revealed? Brahma Jignyasa, Yam Brahma Jignyasa Pradarshyate. Ka Pradarshyate, what is revealed through this statement? Some people are in a hurry to know the meaning of that sentence. Don't worry. Kena Ishitam, I'm going to explain elaborately when we go to the Upanishad. Now understand, through this statement such as Kena Ishitam, through this whole Upanishad, through this first, especially the first sentence, Kena Ishitam, the statement such as Kena Ishitam, etc., what is revealed? Brahma Jignyasa is revealed. What is Brahma Jignyasa? Jnatum Iccha, Brahma. Brahmanam Jnatum Iccha. Brahma Jnatum Iccha. Brahma Jnatum Iccha, Brahma Jignyasa. Desire to know Brahman. That aspiration for knowing Brahman is revealed through this statement, such as Keneshitam. For whom? Who is the one who has Brahma Jignyasa? That is said next. That is said. Brahma Jignyasa Pratyagatma Vishaya. Pratyaga Kidrushi Brahma Jignyasa. Pratyagatma Vishaya Brahma Jignyasa. Desire for knowing the truth. Desire for knowing the absolute reality, obtaining as the innermost essence, as the nearest self. Pratyagatma Vishaya Brahma Jignyasa Yam Pradarshyate. This craving for knowledge of the truth, obtaining as one's own self, is revealed here. And this Brahma Jignyasa is there for whom? Viraktasya. That is very important. Brahma Jignyasa will not be there if there is no virakti. Unless there is dispassion, the Jignyasa will not be strong. So Brahma Jignyasa kasya asti? Pratyagatma Vishaya Brahma Jignyasa kasya asti? Viraktasya eva asti. Only for a dispassionate person. And who can the dispassionate person? The person who has viveka. The person who has discriminative understanding alone can have viraktihi. Say viraktihi means dispassion. Viragaha, masculine noun. Vairagyam, neuter noun. Viraktihi, feminine noun. Viraktihi and viraktaha, participle. Dispassionate, adjective here, okay? Dispassionate is viraktaha. So, viraktasya eva pratyagatma vishaya brahma jignyasa prashyate. So, it is very clear. If there is no dispassion towards other things, brahma jignyasa is not very strong. And for the person, for you, for him to be a viraktaha, he must be a person of discriminative understanding also. He is 100% clear. Artha kama dharmaha. There are time-bound material ends. Nothing is source of happiness. The person must be very clear. Again, the person must see all the defects of the object, world of objectives. All the objects in the form of artha kama dharmas, the entity of the world which can be reduced, any of the worlds also, belonging to the objective universe, can be reduced to what? Artha kama dharmas. Artha kama dharmas are of defects. No object can ever give a person absolute satisfaction. Paripurna triptim na kinchidapi janayet. Nothing will give absolute satisfaction. Again, any amount of pleasure objects one enjoys also, that equally involves strain and struggle. There is no such thing called pain-free pleasure. Okay, that is the dukkham is always mishritam with sukham. Dukkham is always mishritam with sukham. There is no such thing called dukkha rahita sukham. Okay, that's one second reason. And if at all the sukham is there, the sukham is anityam. Any pleasure enjoyable through any object is time bound. It's not permanent. These are the defects of the worldly objects. So the person who has analyzed the nature of the worldly objects, thereby who understood the permanent happiness is not possible. Anything can be accomplished as a result of action also. This is how with the viveka, because of the viveka, the person discovers dispassion. Only for such a dispassionate person, viraktasya eva, vivekavataha, viraktasya eva, brahma jignyasa, pratyagatma vishya, brahma jignyasa, asti. That brahma jignyasa is revealed here by statement such as this keneshitam, the opening word of this Kena Upanishad. Okay? So, he says here, pratyagatma vishya, okay, tasmat. And the dispassion towards what? Viraktahas, okay. Dispassion towards what? The person who is dispassionate towards all known and unknown objects. Bahya sadhana sadhyebhyaha. The person who is dispassionate towards all external means and ends in the form of known and unknown objects. See, tasmat, therefore, drishta adrishtebhyaha bahya sadhana sadhyebhyaha viraktaha viraktasya pratyagatma vishya brahma jignyasa yam keneshitam nityadi shrutya pradarshyate. So, only for a person who is dispassionate towards all the external means and ends in the form of known unknown objects, for him, this craving for knowing the truth being there is revealed by this expression, keneshitam. Sishyacharya prashna prativachana rupena. Sishya acharya prashna prativachana rupena kathanam tu sukshma vastu vishayatvat sukha pratipatti karanam bhavati. Very beautiful. Here, sukshma vastu vishayatvat, as this knowledge, the subject matter of the knowledge has the status of being the subtlest, very subtle. Sukshma vastu vishayatvat sukha pratipatti karanam bhavati. So here what he says, the teaching, kathanam means the teaching, which is in the form of dialogue between the teacher and the student. சிஷ்ய ஆச்சாரிய பிரஷ்ன பிரதிவச்சன ரூபேண கதனம். சோ பிரசன்டேஷன் ஆஃப் த டீச்சிங் இன் தி ஃபார்ம் ஆஃப் க்வெஸ்சன் அண்ட் ஆன்சர் நிம் ஆஃப் டயலாக் பிட்வீன் த டீச்சர் அண்ட் த டிசைபிள் becomes makes the teaching becomes the easy way of understanding. Sukha pratipatti karanam bhavati becomes the means of understanding effortlessly. சிஷ்ய ஆச்சாரிய பிரஷ்ன பிரதிவச்சன ரூபேண கதனம். The presentation of teaching in the form of dialogue, question answer between the disciple and the student makes the teaching, makes this a means of understanding the teaching effortlessly without any strain. Because sukshmavastu vishayatvat, because this knowledge has the status of having subtle subject matter. The jnana vishaya, vijnana vishaya is sukshmavastu. Sukshmavastu vishayatvat, as this knowledge has the subtle reality as the object, subject matter, and this teaching in the form of dialogue makes this teaching becomes a means of understanding the teaching effortlessly without any strain. Kevala tarka gamyatvam cha darshitam bhavati. Kevala தர்க்க அகம்யத்துவம் ச பவதி தர்சிதம் பவதி. நாட் கம்யத்தம், பிளீஸ் மேக் அ நோட். கேவல தர்க்க அகம்யத்துவம் ச தர்சிதம் பவதி. திஸ் நாலெட்ஜ் ஆஃப் த ட்ரூத் ஹேவிங் தி ஸ்டேட்டஸ் ஆஃப் பீங் நாட் அட்டைனபிள் த்ரூ மியர் லாஜிக். சோ ஹியர் This fact also becomes revealed. Darshitam bhavati means this important fact also becomes revealed. What important fact becomes revealed here? That this knowledge of reality having the status of being not attainable through mere logic, mere reasoning, without having the Shastram as the main means of knowledge. Is it clear? Kevala tarka agamyatvam api darshitam bhavati. It darshitam bhavati means it becomes revealed. This fact becomes revealed. What is the fact it becomes revealed? That this knowledge having the status of being non-attainable. Agamyatvam means what? Having the status of being non-attainable through mere reasoning, mere logic, without the aid of the Shastram. Without the support of the Shastram as the main means of knowledge. People can argue, no, do we need to study Upanishads? Why can't we analyze, arrive at the truth? Whenever we inquire into any nature of anything, of course we have to use logic. Can't we arrive at logically? Using logic, reasoning alone? No. கேவல தர்க்க அகம்யத்துவம் அபி தர்ஷிதம் பவதி. சோ when we start studying Upanishad, you understand reality, the knowledge of the reality, பிரத்யகாத்ம விஷய பிரம்ம விஜானம், பிரத்யகாத்ம பிரம்ம விஜானம், பிரத்யகாத்ம விஷய பிரம்ம விஜானம், is not attainable through mere logic. So, kevalena tarkena na gamyate. Kevalena tarkena jnanam na gamyate. Therefore, agamyam jnanam. Agamyatvatu, jnanasya agamyatvatu. Understand? So, upanishadaha sahayena vina. Kevalena tarkena atmajnanam agamyam. With this, sambandhabhashyam is over. I think I had to send a few more sentences. My whatever small note I'm making, I'm not saying everything what I'm saying in the class, I'm not writing there. Whatever is important, I'm just texting it you. And then, okay, this today's class is over. We're going to start the text tomorrow. Okay. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnam Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.